This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I've got you for 2 hours today. I want to first off say thank you very much to Coquille, K-W-R-O. Okay, this is a brand new affiliate that just jumped on board with us. 134 cities across the country are listening to us today, and 53 countries abroad. You've made us the number one and the number two show, and we appreciate that out of 65 different show hosts. It's always me and I don't know why, but Alex Jones always fighting for the top position here. And with that said, you can go ahead and check that out on Genesis Communication Networks. But we wanted to give a shout-out to our new friends over at Coquille, K-W-R-O, 6:30 a.m., Coquille, Oregon. We appreciate you. We thank you for your trust. And a high-five out there to Barry Lyons. Again, we appreciate your trust. I want to let everybody know as well, we've got lots to cover today. And, boy, you know, here, if you're watching here on one of the social media platforms, we just won the official 2020 content provider, Truth in News, so you can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Not an accolades kind of guy, but again, it's cool to know people are paying attention. Truth in News, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. You can also check us out on the local platform on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As a matter of fact, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll always be there. If you go to the right side of the page, you will find us. Scroll down just a little bit on the right. If you want to go to a radio link, you can do that. If you want to go to a social media platform, you can do that as well. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat or whatever social media platform, Top Chat, that's available. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, the same thing over there. Top left corner, go ahead and click on there. You can see me live. We got some new technology today, and I'm going to show you some things, especially if you're watching. If not, you can call in, you can talk. I can send you images, whatever the case might be. I'll post them on social media platforms and the such. So you can see that, which I'm showing those that are watching us. Go to beforeitsnews.com, click onto it, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. Okay? Again, I've got you for 2 hours today, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What we're going to be talking about, again, we're going to kind of jump all over the boards here, but this seemed to hit a chord with people. Centers for Disease Control, they are assuming authority that has never been given them. Okay, we're going to cover that because they have no constitutional authority setting any mandate on anybody in this country, friends. It's interesting as to how they're assuming this position. But listen, when they assume authority or they assume that they have control, well, you, for one, are there to check, put them in check and challenge that authority because, friends, it's not constitutional. That's just a bit of a heads up right now. Again, so if you want to check that out, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I'm going to be showing you some images as well. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, I want you to think about this, okay? 1% control the world. This is what we're told. God is in control. That's why he's called Almighty, number one. I just want to make sure. No, the globalists are not in control, and nobody's in control of your life except those that you submit to, just for the record, okay? But statistically, this could be true. 1% control the world. 4% are sellout puppets, you know, your said representatives, the mainstream media, corporations, so on and so forth. Put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. 90% are asleep, and yet it's the 90% that complain about what they tolerate. 5% know the truth of the matter and are trying to wake up the 90% that are asleep. And the 1% don't want the 5% to wake up to the 90%. This is all accurate. I'll say it again. 1% control the world, okay, if you want to look at that as a percentage statistically, okay? 4% are sellout puppets. We see that across the boards on a global basis. 90% are asleep, okay? 5% know the truth and are trying to wake up the other 90% that are asleep. And the 1% that allegedly control the world don't want the 5% to wake up the 90%, okay? Let me put it this way. We're not asking the devils for permission to obey God. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. That means we have authority here in Christ, and it's the authority that we're going to walk in, and we're going to continuously walk in. Now, the powers that are tolerated are constantly trying to censor our free speech in a big, big way right now. And I want you to see this, especially for those that are watching me online. Obviously, you're the only ones that are going to be able to see what I'm going to show you here. But I want you to see this, because if you look at this post right here, I posted it this morning, okay? And if you look at it, it's the post of a caller. Caller asked yesterday, it was Wes from Indiana. He called and asked the question about the picture with the warning on the back of the masks, okay? So for those that are watching me right now, and for those that are listening, I'm going to read it for you. I want you to check this out, okay? It says on the back of the box of the mask, it says, warning. This product is an ear loop mask. The product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Does everybody see that? Good. It's important that you do see that. Now, if you look at the quote, I put, what is it say on the back of the box concerning the information given unto us by those that are creating the masks? I just read it for you, okay? It says they do not prevent disease, okay? But I want you to understand that when I posted this instantaneously, are you looking, friends? I can't make this up. This shows you how far they're willing to go to control the narrative. I posted this morning, this warning on the back of the box of the masks that they don't work. Instantaneously when I posted this, okay, it popped up, partly false information. That's what it said. The same information was checked in other posts by independent fact checkers. By the way, these independent fact checkers like Snopes is a CIA operation, just for the record, just like the corporate media, which is owned by six corporations. But also keep in mind, they're being sued right now by Candace Owens for putting into question the credibility in what she has. This is what these big tech companies are doing, just like Satan said to Eve, hath God said. They want to make the truth subjective to whatever they say it is. In other words, what's right in front of your eyes, they want you to believe that that's not what's in front of your eyes. I'm going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. In just a moment, we're going to get over to Centers for Disease Control, assuming authority that has never been given unto them. And Tim's going to be jumping on with me, Tim Brown from sonsoflibertyradio.com morning show and sonsoflibertymedia.com senior editor. He's going to be jumping on with me in just a couple minutes here concerning vaccine deaths that have been omitted. They're censoring them, friends. They don't want you to know the truth of the matter. So with that said, I want to go back to this because I want you to understand how serious these people are concerning their attack and censorship on our First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, considering freedom of speech. So I took this box. Okay, for those that are watching, you can actually see this. It says, warning, right when I posted it, it popped up partly false information. So what these guys are doing is they're putting partly false information on the very people that are producing the masks. They're calling them liars. Because when you look at the back of the box of the masks, it says this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Okay? What it also did, if you're watching right now, and if you're listening, I'm going to read it to you. It shows us, it instantly popped up on that meme, that picture that I posted for social media platforms. Related articles, lead stories, okay? So here's the fact checkers coming from the big tech companies, okay? Going to this information that those that produce the masks and posting on their information, in essence, calling them liars for telling you that they don't work, okay? So this is a lead story fact check. Partly false, it said. Ear loop masks protect other people from being infected by the wearer. Okay? Well, if a guy's got one on and one doesn't have one on, well, the guy that doesn't have one on, he should be just fine, because the guy on the left that has his mask on, well, he's protected from the guy that doesn't have one on, right? This is if you're drinking the Kool-Aid that the propagandists are filling your cup with on a 24/7 basis in this country over the last 10, 11, 12 months now. It also stated related articles. USA Today, another propaganda outlet, they said that the back of this box is partly false. Okay, it says fact check. Okay, cloth masks, homemade, and do not do after protection against COVID-19. So they're questioning. They want you to question the facts. That's what they. Yet they call themselves the fact checkers. Here's another one. PolitiFact. These are the ones that are being sued by Candace Owens right now. It says false. They're blatantly calling the producer of these masks liars. Literally, false. Mask box labels is legitimate, but people are misinterpreting it. This is what these people are doing, friends. They're misconstruing the information that's given unto us. If you want to know fake news, keep in mind, fake news are the ones that started to promulgate fake news. Just like Satan, right, in his little hellions, those that are promulgating his message, they want you to question the truth, and they want you to believe the lie. So going back down, or should I say up, if you look at the back of the box, it tells us a warning, and it tells us it doesn't work, period, right? Nothing more, nothing less. Well, these fact checkers want you to question whether that's true coming from those that are producing the masks or not. And why are they doing that? Because it doesn't fit their narrative right now. It doesn't fit their narrative. I've said this 3 days in a row. Today's the third day. George Washington says your freedom of speech goes, your First Amendment goes. He said you're going to be sheep led to the slaughter. But here's a prime example of how you're being lied to by the mainstream media and the big tech companies, friends. Have you had enough yet? Because I can't do for you what you have to do for yourself. It's just that simple. Things are way out of hand. And they are continuously assailing common sense. They're continuously assailing the truth. Why are they doing that? Because those that are telling you the truth are exposing those that are lying to you, and they just can't have that. And again, we're not here asking the devil for permission to obey them. Obey God. We're just not doing that. We're exposing the devil for who he is and his little minions for who they are acting on the behalf of. And that is what's happening here, friends. When are you going to deal with this? This is a complete violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And I, for one, again, am not going to roll over in the face of what I see happening in this country in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. And I mean what I say. I want to jump over to this as well. The Center for Disease Control is assuming powers that were never constitutionally given. So I'm talking to my friend yesterday. He's an attorney out of Virginia. He's a real attorney. He's a Christian constitutionalist. And when he gets involved in issues, friends, he wins the day. And I praise God for having him. We've won three national precedents and working with my friend. And interestingly enough, we were talking about what's going on concerning all this pandemic. And I told him, I said, you're aware of the dangers of the vaccinations. And he said, yeah, we're not doing none of that. And I said, do you see what's going on here? I said, they are pushing the envelope. And I said, you're seeing the CDC now begin to assume power and authority that it's never been given constitutionally. And what's interesting and what should put a chill up your spine, friends, is the fact that for some reason or another, the cameras and the microphones are now put up to the mouths and faces of those in the CDC rather than our representative government. In other words, where's the government? Well, the Centers for Disease Control are assuming the positions that only have been given to our representative government. That's not lawful authority, friends. So for what the CDC is assuming concerning the powers that they're assuming by taking on, the American people better challenge while we still have the time to challenge it. Because constitutionally, friends, they don't have a legal leg to stand on. Okay? The Centers of Disease Control is assuming power that they do not have, but also what our elected representatives do not have. Oh, now I'm taking another step. Okay? What we're hearing now is the CDC, with this global pandemic that they've created, right? order out of chaos? Who's creating the chaos? The same ones bringing in the order. That's exactly what we're seeing here. The same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination. And what are we finding out about the vaccinations? Well, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. But I want you to understand that, friends, if the CDC doesn't have the control to mandate what they're attempting to mandate, and then we take it a step further to find out that our elected representatives don't have the authority, then where is that authority coming from, and how is it being implemented? It's being implemented upon the ignorance, is what it is. Because our elected representatives do not have the authority to implement that which is unconstitutional. So the question that needs to be begged here, if our elected representatives don't have that authority, then how is it that the CDC is assuming the authority that our elected representatives don't even have? That's right. Folks, it's called a pretended authority. Do you realize right now that they are trying to create vaccination cards and records? Right? They've already got the American people talking about their second jab. I didn't know anybody was waiting for their first jab but the ignorant. It's interesting to note that we're hearing that the airlines now, as I just experienced about a week and a half ago, friends, at the airport, that if you don't wear one of their masks, guess what? You can be criminally charged by the federal government. Really? What law are you going to enforce? Friends, I'm here to tell you, my hand raised up into the sky, there is no law to enforce. Because they're acting outside of their scope of authority. They're acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution. They're warring against our God-given rights. We've never delegated that authority to those that serve we, the people in this country. Did you know that right now, friends, that, you know, obviously we already know what they're doing in public schools, that kids cannot return to public schools, which should be a wide open gate for parents across the country to pull their kids from the public school system. The whole system would fail then, because again, those are unconstitutional. What's going on in public schools, friends, is illegally indoctrinated concerning what's happening and what's falling upon the heads of our kids through the federal government through a violation of the Bill of Rights, namely the 10th Amendment. Okay? But kids can't go back to school unless they get their vaccinations. Do you hear what's happening here, friends? We're listening to a government act in a foreign fashion to we the people, along with its fascist buddies, these agencies that are not qualified nor elected to tell us what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, are assuming authority and telling us that we'll give you freedom, your freedom back in the normality of your life before this pandemic. We'll give it back only if you do what we tell you that you're going to do. Well, I'm here to tell you first and foremost, friends, my rights did not come from them. And if I want to maintain my rights, then I better stand up and fight for my rights, 1 Timothy 6:12, and it's exactly what I'm going to do. My rights don't come from the government. My rights don't come from the CDC. My rights don't come from Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci or Joe Biden. My rights don't come from them, friends. They come from God, not the generosity of the state. And if they don't come from the state and understanding that they work for me, we better set the record straight. And that's exactly what we mean to do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has reached a deal to skip witness testimony in the impeachment trial of former President Trump. Impeachment manager David Cicilline.
This was all connected. His dereliction of duty, his desertion of duty, was part and parcel of the crime charged in the impeachment. And it's certainly a basis on which to vote for conviction. If you believe that he willfully refused to defend us, and the law enforcement officers fighting to save us, and that he was delighted by the attack, and that he saw it as a natural result of his call to stop the steal, and that he continued to incite and target violence as the attack unfolded, we respectfully submit you must vote to convict and disqualify so that the events of January 6th can never happen again in this country.
This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced he's revoking the terrorist designation of Houthi rebels in Yemen just 1 week after the Biden administration said it would no longer support military operations in the country. The Trump administration applied the Foreign Terrorist Organization designation just before President Joe Biden took office. The group, officially known as Ansarallah, has been locked in a civil war with the Saudi-backed government of President Abu Rabo Mansur Hadi since 2014. The U.S. provided military support to a Saudi-led coalition fighting on behalf of the Hadi government, but Biden withdrew U.S. involvement on February 4th. The war in Yemen has become the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations. They said 24 million of the 30 million population required some form of humanitarian need. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that Yemen was in danger of falling into the world's worst famine in decades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got Tim Brown, who's going to be up with me in just a moment. Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Radio show in the morning, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 6 days a week. I believe it's 6 days a week. I'll pull up Tim in just a moment. I want to take Paul first from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, I've been talking in a couple of months, so I don't know if you recall, but you had asked me to call back again at some future time. I just want to talk about this COVID thing. I was diagnosed with COVID. I work at a retirement center here in East Tennessee, and we get tested twice a week. Our temperature's taken every morning before we can actually proceed to work, and I was diagnosed with this November 27th. I had no symptoms.
Sure.
Until December 2nd, and then it hit me, and it hit me good. It is real, but the thing is this, okay, I do believe, okay, and I listen to you all the time, that you believe that this was planned. It's a planned attack on the world, basically, on humanity. This was a man-made disease, and I was down for 3 weeks. The worst part of it, to tell you the truth, was it ended up in giving me a lung infection because it depleted my immune system. I ended up getting a bacterial infection, which almost turned into pneumonia. But the thing is this, I did not take the vaccine afterwards now, and they almost said it was going to be mandatory, and I could possibly lose my job if I did not take the vaccine because I'm dealing with people that are in their 80s.
Yeah.
And what I told him was, that's kind of against my religion. I stretched it a little bit. But, I mean, I'm not going to take it. I'm just not going to take it. Because most things, and the thing is, too, every year they come up with a different flu shot. And it's called a flu shot. It's not a vaccine. This is being misrepresented. There are no vaccines for coronavirus. They've been trying it for 100 years. There's no way to get a vaccine for this because it mutates, you know, on a daily basis almost. So, I mean, I won't take it. Most other vaccines, too, as they call them, are tested for 4, 5, 6 years before they're sent to the general public. I don't think it's safe. I've read in the paper that Australia has totally disavowed it. Did you know about that?
Yeah, the parliament, the head of the parliament actually took one of the tests, the COVID-19 test, and he used Coca-Cola on it, and it came back positive. And I was also thinking about the 333 labs in Florida alone that were exposed for 100% of all the tests that were taken at all 333 labs all came back positive. And also keep in mind, they need it statistically to keep the level of emergency there to drive the fear against the people to justify their unconstitutional orders, and also in corralling the people into taking the vaccination. And we also know that the we've even had Senator Scott Jensen and Dr. Scott Jensen on the radio with us several times, where he said that he was being forced by the medical industry to basically doctor up his death records and equate, regardless of how they die, to that of COVID-19. And just for the record, too, and I want to say this, Paul, I've never said it wasn't real. I've always said that, yeah, it's real, but it's 99.75% recoverable. More people are dying from the vaccination than they are from COVID-19.
That's what I've read, too, Bradley. And the thing, I'm 61 years old. I'm not a spring chicken, and I survived it. Okay?
Amen.
And, you know, they even said it worked, too. The head nurse at DON, or DN, whatever she is, yeah, director of nursing. DNNDRA, whatever the heck it is, one of those letter things, man. Anyway, she said, I said, I don't want to take it, Susie. I said, because the thing is, I said, you know, I got really sick with it to begin with. I said, I don't want to be anywhere near that stuff. I said, you're not injecting it into me. I said, and the thing is, if anybody has a problem with it, I mean, if I have to, I'll work elsewhere, but you're not going to stick anything in my arm that I don't know what it is. I have never taken a flu shot in my life, and I don't plan on doing it ever either. I mean, I've read too much stuff on this, man. They are using this as a control issue, a fear issue, like you said, right? And this mask thing, too. It's ridiculous, okay? It's to try to subjugate us, okay, into 1984.
That's right.
It's just like the book.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yep, that's
exactly.
Yep, I appreciate it, Paul. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to reinforce your message, but I'll give you the last word. It sounds like you still have something to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a shout out down here because the only people down here are telling the truth is Harry Grothjohn at 1470 AM.
Yep.
Okay.
And, amen.
He's blasting it every week. I mean, I know him personally. I've actually helped him out, you know, with a political campaign before. He's a good guy, and he is a upstanding individual in our community, and he's helping people out more than anybody else is. I just wanted to say that because he has been an inspiration to me, and so are you, sir.
Amen. Paul, tell Harry hi for us. We know Harry, and we appreciate him as well. So thank you for your Paul, and thank you for your passion, Paul. Forgive me. And thank you for your boldness to call out and your courage to call and share this with the country because, friends, we need to wake up as to what's going on here. I got Tim. Thanks for hanging on, Tim. I wanted to take that phone call really quick. He was hanging on there for a minute, but I have Sons of Liberty Media and Radio, senior editor and morning show host, Tim Brown, with me right now. And we were bringing this up yesterday. And by the way, Tim, I got some calls from individuals in Colorado that were basically saying that, listen, we need to get that information out again. So I thought, well, listen, I'll have Tim get on the radio with me again for a minute today. And we'll go over some of this information that a lot of people have yet to hear or to put their eyes upon. And one of those were the death toll concerning the vaccinations and how they are, in fact, exceeding those that are taking the vaccinations are exceeding even those that are succumbing to COVID-19. And you brought up a graph here, and I'm going to show it to my viewers in just a moment. And Tim, if you want to just kind of give an introduction to what I'm going to show everybody here, it's the graph that you sent over to me. You can go ahead and give that. And thank you, by the way, for jumping on with such short notice.
Yeah, sure. I don't see the thing because I had everything paused, so I'll let you show them. But this comes from the VAERS data, which comes by way of the Health and Human Services, which they get their information from the FDA. And I came across this, I think it was on Thursday, and I did a quick Facebook Live with it. And one of the things that, kind of struck me was there's a column there of people who die. And when you, people can download this. In fact, we've got it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's a total media blackout over the issue that this January VAERS report is out. There's 3,000 people that reported adverse effects from vaccines just in January alone.
Yep.
And of those nearly 3,000, it was almost 460 people had died.
Yep.
And they range from 1 year old to 105 and everywhere in between. And this is, you know, how you have this just in the month of January being reported. It's really incredible because the whole propaganda that's being put out there, and I played it this morning. I played a short clip of the interview that Michelle Malkin did with America's frontline doctor, Dr. Simone Gold.
Yep.
Was that she was talking about reminding the people that this is an experimental injection. This has not been approved. It has not taken the course of all of the vaccines, you know, in the past.
Yep.
It certainly isn't anything like they were using in the colonial days, where they used, you know, dead things of whatever the people had and reinjected those to get the body to fight against it.
It's nothing
like that. In fact, they haven't even isolated a virus. The CDC has said this. The Chinese CDC has said this. I tend to think that even what some of this nonsense that we're given is sort of a charade that, oh, this is coming from the Wuhan lab. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
No, I'm with you. Tim, I just want to say this because, and just keep your train of thought, Tim. I'm literally scrolling this graph. Yeah. Ever since you started talking, I've been scrolling this graph. Friends, this isn't just one individual. This is what Tim's talking about right now. For those that are watching us, it's name after name after name after name after name. And if I'm going to scroll over just a little bit, and if you see the Y's right here, friends, these are the deaths. Why haven't we heard about this from the mainstream media? Tim, you were just highlighting the fact of Dr. Simon Gold. It's interesting to note that this is experimental. But see, the people are being led along by their own deceptions because there's not even a law that enforces the people to do what they're doing today. So the people are doing this to themselves every step of the way. They truly are. But here's the information that will set you free. It's the truth. In fact, friends, when you take a look at what's going on here, it's astounding. That's the word. It's astounding. Tim, I'm now going back up the other way concerning the people that have suffered from Pfizer, from Moderna. And that's all you hear. What's frightening about it is what you hear from the mainstream media. It's all positive. It's all positive, nothing negative. But I'm showing you the fruit of the tree that they don't want you to see. You can go back to your point, Tim. I appreciate it. I'm still scrolling here.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You know, as we've quoted before, Moses was on it under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you know, thousands of years before doctors discovered that the life of the flesh is in the blood and what the blood does, how it delivers oxygen, how it takes out the trash, so to speak, out of your body. It delivers the nutrients to your cells and everything else. And he got all that scientific data. He put in one sentence under inspiration of the Holy Spirit thousands of years before people even understood what that meant. And you're right in saying that there's a contamination of the blood. Some people know exactly what they're doing with that stuff. Some people don't. But whether they do or don't, you know, your caller before talked about people wanting to mandate vaccines. Well, as soon as you go down the mandate vaccine road, and this is worldwide, this is not just in the United States.
Yep.
You start becoming in violation of the Nuremberg Code, which is from 1947. And among those things, here's a couple of things from the Nuremberg Code. Number one, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential.
Yep.
This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior forms of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter, what's in the vaccine, and know what's in it, involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. That's just number one.
Tim, I got to take a hard break. Folks, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It's amazing to me because I can see social media platforms. I'm on 134 radio stations across the country. So if there's a pause in between, you know, like a 2-minute break or a 3-minute break, folks, for your own sake, hold on. It's amazing. People will just fall off during the breaks, because they've got to be entertained. They're looking for those teachers that will itch their itching ears. They remind me of a bunch of Epicureans or Stoics that's found in the book of Acts. They're always looking for something new to talk about. No, stay plugged in. Stay the course. When you plow the ground, friends, it's not easy to leave that course because it takes a lot of effort to stay on that course. And Jesus said that he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Okay? Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also go to the right side of the page, go over to the right side of the page and join us on that social media platform. Join us on Top Chat or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Check that out. I got you for 2 hours today. Hour one's almost up after the segment. Beforeitsnews.com, jump onto the social media platform, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do,
Tim, is I want to get back to that train of thought because, and as a matter of fact, I want you to repeat it, please, because it tells you exactly, they're telling you exactly how they will bring about mandated anything, let alone vaccination. So can you go back to the Nuremberg documents and share with us again as to why we need to go back to those and enforce those rights that God has given unto us under that provision, please?
Yeah, number one that I listed, and again, people could can read these. There's like 10 of them that I listed here. They can also see the interview with Dr. Simone Gold. America's frontline doctor, Simone Gold, warns of risk in experimental COVID vaccine on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And the first one that's there states very clearly, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, that's mandation, fraud and deceit, which is pretty much what we're getting in the propaganda from the mainstream media and, you know, the FDA, the CDC, and the like. Duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. This is what we call informed consent, which a lot of places want to put down. We've had judges rule, oh, no, they can take your children and they can vaccinate them. This has been going on for years now. If people are unaware of that, in some of the northern states, they've been taking children and they've just been taking them from the parents and saying, we're going to vaccinate, we're going to vaccinate your kids, whether you like it or not. Well, over my dead body, is that going to happen? That's number one. There are several things here, but there's a couple more that are, that come into play here too. Number four, the experiment should be so designed and based on the results of animal experimentation and a knowledge of the natural history of the disease or other problem under study that the anticipated results justify the performance of the experiment. Now, under the SARS-CoV virus, when they were testing these on animals, the animals died. So we haven't even had any real testing with that. The people are the guinea pigs here.
This
is experimental. It's not been approved. And call it Pfizer. Guys, you can find their customer service number online. Just put in Pfizer customer service phone number. Call it up. Listen to what it says. It has not been approved. It's been approved by unelected bureaucrats.
That's right.
But there's
That's
been right. no testing, and this stuff usually takes years. And by the way, the former president owns every adverse effect, every death. He wanted the credit for Operation Warp Speed. Well, he's got it. It's all on him for pushing it. You guys who think that Donald Trump is your savior and the one fighting for America, he owns every one of these things that Bradley's showing you right now. He owns every one of them. Number seven in the Nuremberg Code, the degree of risk to be taken should never exceed that determined by the humanitarian importance of the problem to be solved by the experiment. And then finally, number 11, there were 11, I'm sorry. During the course of the experiment, the scientist in charge must be prepared to terminate the experiment at any stage if he has probable cause to believe in the exercise of the good faith, superior skill, and careful judgment required of him that a continuation of the experiment is likely to result in injury, disability, or death to the experimental subject. Now, this is what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and people can listen to her interview on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. This is what she's warning of. She's saying within 3 to 6 months of the rollout of this vaccine, we're going to see a lot of the full effects far beyond what you're showing them here in the VAERS report. That this stuff is really going to take hold in people's bodies.
Well, that's why they're trying to jam it in as quick as possible, and that's why it's called Operation Warp Speed, and that's why they're using the military as a threat against the people that they want to force vaccinate. And we're seeing this, and I'm going to hit on this more during the second hour, Tim. This is to say the least, this is criminal every step of the way. Every step of the way. If you're done making your point, I want you to give me a couple examples on this chart, because I am scrolling this chart again, and I'm going pretty quick, Tim, but this is how long this list of side effects, adverse side effects from these vaccinations are, friends. Now, this is the second time I've done it, but it literally takes me probably 3 or 4 minutes just to get from the top to the bottom concerning all of the people that have been affected by these vaccinations just in the month of January. And yet, we haven't heard a word of one of them, and we're already into February. This is insanity. And how anybody, you know what, Tim, I want to do this really quick. Judah, can I get you, because I know that there's some people out there right now asking the question, well, what's inside of these vaccinations? Well, if this doesn't tell you the mindset of the people that are trying to get a needle into your arm, I don't know that I or Tim can help you, friends. Listen to this. This is a deposition.
Yes, influenza.
Listen to this.
Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs?
Yes.
Do any vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Oh, yes.
And what is human albumin?
Human albumin is part of the human serum. It's part of the blood that is liquid.
That could be problematic, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the individual is not healthy.
Or if maybe some of the human blood components bind to some of the aluminum and develop antibodies, self-antibodies, correct?
If they develop antibodies against the serum component, that would not be good.
Do any vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain MRC5 human diploid cells?
Yes. Rubella, varicella, hepatitis A.
What are MRC5 cells?
They are human fibroblast cell strain. They were created by taking fetal tissue and from a particular fetus that was aborted by maternal choice. And
maternal choice. Go ahead and fade that out. That's a deposition of a doctor that had to tell the truth because he was under sworn oath, friends. That's scratching the surface. If you're watching me right now on one of the social media platforms, if you're looking at all these whys, you need to understand these are the people that have died from the vaccinations. These whys right here. And so I want you guys to understand the severity of what's going on. But I wanted to make clear that everybody understood what's inside of those vaccinations. And again, that's just scratching the surface. We played audio after audio after audio of what's inside of these vaccinations. What kind of a mindset would take that of the DNA from a baby and put it in a vaccination to say, now we're going to use it to heal you? I mean, there's just some sick people. They got monkey, they got pig, they got you name it, and they're using it and they want to put it inside of your body. I'll tell you what, you first, you do it in front of all of us, and we'll check you out. We'll monitor you for 3 to 6 months, and if everything's okay, well, then you know what? We'll just sit back and say, you know, I'm glad you made that choice for you and your family. Because if that's the choice that you think was right between you and your God, that's good for you. But my daddy told me, don't do it. Life is in the blood, and it's interesting that those that are setting the narrative here, the unqualified, they're the ones that want to depopulate the world. And people think for some reason or another, that's a scare tactic to tell you what Bill Gates said, when in fact, that's exactly what he said. He wants to depopulate the world, and if we do a good job on vaccinations, we can lower it by 3 billion people. He's the guy setting the narrative, America. He's the guy setting the narrative. Tim, thank you very much. I got about 10 seconds. Is there anything that you want to end out with?
Yeah, the only one that they've got, the COVID, the Pfizer and the Moderna don't have the baby tissue in them, but the AstraZeneca does, and they halted that in South Africa because it was completely ineffective at stopping COVID.
Oh, wasn't that true that Bill Gates was responsible for a lot of Africans that were actually killed from the vaccinations? Isn't
Absolutely
that right?
He was.
Yeah,
yep.
Amen. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.